Good afternoon. It is 1:35. Today is Thursday, March 26th. If you're joining us off net, this is the Senate Finance Committee. With me at the table, Senator Kelly.
Good afternoon.
Senator Machicki.
Morning. Afternoon.
Senator Bishop.
Good afternoon.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Dunleavy. Senator Olson and myself, Senator McKinnon. We have two items before the committee today, SB 32, timber sales, and SB 33 related to fees for tires. The first item before us is SB 32, an act relating to the sale of timber on state lands and providing for an effective date. Senator Machicki, could you cover the fiscal notes for us?
Yes, ma'am. The fiscal note for Senate Bill 3229-GS1022 version H. Department is Department of Natural Resources. The appropriation is land and water resources. Allocation is forest management and development. The OMB component number is 435. We have a zero fiscal note for FY16 through 21. Estimated supplemental FY 2015 cost is zero, and the estimated capital FY 2016 cost is zero.
Senator Machicki, if I could have you read into the record the last paragraph on the page 2 of the fiscal note.
Madam Chair, there are reading from the analysis, last paragraph. There are no short-term impacts on revenue, but over time, revenue should increase as the industry diversifies to address energy needs and demand for locally sourced wood products for communities. This legislation will not place any additional demands on the current operating budget unless the zero fiscal note.
Are there questions on the fiscal note? Is there any objection to moving this bill from committee? Senator Machicki.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 3229-GS1022 version H from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the bill moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senate Finance Committee, all members are present. The next bill before the committee is Senate Bill Number 33, an act relating to remittance of tire fees and providing for an effective date. Committee members should be in receipt of a response from the Department of Revenue and have a spreadsheet on the 50 states for how they handle tire fees. Would you like a brief at ease so that you have an opportunity to review the document? Brief at ease. We're back on the record. For those in the public that were listening, we are in receipt of a spreadsheet that has all 50 states that advise the Finance Committee of the scrap tire fee, who collects the fee, does the fee apply to tires on new cars. This document is dated 3/26/2015, time-stamped 1:21 p.m. Is there any questions about Senate Bill 33? Seeing none, Senator Machicki, could you cover the fiscal note?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Fiscal note for Senate Bill 33-29-GS-1044, Version A. Department is Department of Revenue. Taxation and Treasury is the appropriation. The allocation is Tax Division. The OMB component number is 2476. There's a zero fiscal note for FY 16 through 21. However, the FY 16 shows a change in revenues of minus $5,000. I'll describe that in just a moment, Madam Chair. The estimated supplemental FY 2015 cost is zero, and the estimated capital FY 2016 cost is zero. The fiscal impact, remember the reason for the change in this bill is to not impact taxpayers. And so they estimated the $5,000 loss of general fund revenue is from the decrease in tax penalty and interest as a result of filing and paying on time. The timely pay credit loss is estimated at $2,500. The penalty loss is estimated at $2,500 and the interest less than $50.
Are there any questions on the fiscal note? Any objection to moving the bill from committee? Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 33-29-GS-1044A from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, SB 33 moves from committee. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Still have a full Senate Finance Committee. Gentlemen, Senator Kelly is trying to work with all of us to make sure that we're adequately prepared to close out our budget subcommittees. With that in mind, is there any objection to canceling both the 9 o'clock and the 1:30 meeting tomorrow, Friday, March 27th? Thank you. Seeing no objection, the Senate Finance Committee will not meet at 9 a.m. or 1:30 tomorrow. Good luck on closing out all of your committees. Anything else to come before the committee? Senator Kelly.
Madam Chair, could you describe on this 64th day of the legislative session how many dollars have come out of your committee?
Well, before a few minutes ago, it was zero. Now, we, on behalf of the public, may take a hit of $5,000, but that means the general public will not be charged with fees or penalties by misunderstanding the current tax laws that are out there at the Department of Revenue. So prior to 5 minutes ago, it was zero. Now it's a negative $5,000 to revenue. Senator Michicki.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure that penalties and fees should be... And I know you're agreeing with that, essentially what you said, but this is clearly an effort to make it easier on the taxpaying public. It's not what I would call a pure fiscal note in the normal sense.
$1,000 out of revenue, but $5,000 in the pockets of the last.
Senator Michicki, I appreciate that. Senator Kelly, thank you for bringing that up. In all seriousness, the Senate Finance Committee is doing everything we can to control our expenses, and I appreciate the committee's support in doing so. We are trying to review all of the documents that are before us very extensively and moving items forward that are good for Alaskans. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we're adjourned.